Prologue. Washington, D.C. He won't fall for it. Hunter Pierce zeroed in on the gaping flaw in his boss's plan. King Joseph might still be searching for the granddaughter everybody, including him, knows died decades ago, but he's not a complete fool. From behind her utilitarian government-issue desk, Sharon Johnson sighed. For someone working for the Department of State, you haven't learned much tact. He grunted. The point is, the Bureau of Diplomatic Security isn't in the business of making up fairy tales. We're not making up a fairy tale. We're simply saying we found someone we think might be his granddaughter. We know she's not. Do we? She asked in that there are mysteries greater than us voice. He hated when she did that. Almost made him wish she hadn't taken an interest in his career. You know as well as I do, she was spotted years ago and spotted because of her uncanny resemblance to King Joseph's family, not to mention having the family characteristic. Researched again when she surfaced in connection with that science fiction author. Gerard Luttrell. Yes, that was interesting. He ignored her musing tone. She's the only child of Melanie and Jeffrey Garrow, both deceased. Not of Princess Sophia and Prince Leopold of Baryevac. The hand thing was a fluke. There are gaps in the record, Sharon said serenely. That's why I'm adding you to surveillance now that you're back from New York. Most of the gaps don't matter. The ones from around the uprising are because her parents moved a lot, not because she's a long-lost princess. Maybe, and maybe not. The gaps are enough to open the door. That's all we need. Possibility. The dark skin at the corners of her eyes creased with her smile. It's for Christmas, just until he has the surgery. It's a cheap effort to curry favor with a strategic ally. That was a low blow. Maybe higher-ups approved this harebrained scheme with an eye only to extending the overflight treaty before the elderly king of Baryevac's surgery in January, but Sharon also liked the man. You'd think she had enough to do with her job, husband, three kids, two dogs, and a rabbit without taking an aged and ailing monarch under her wing. It's humanitarian, Sharon retorted. It doesn't hurt anyone, it'll give him happier holidays, and yes, it might get overflight renewed, which would help our military, so work your magic when you talk to her today, Special Agent Pierce, and get this rolling. What happens when he spots her as a phony? We'd let it drop. No harm, no foul. But he won't. Not with you in charge. Sharon sat back, a slow smile spreading. Even you can't begrudge an elderly man a happier Christmas. The King of Baryevac, he said pointedly. Still a man. He didn't concede her point. A king,